This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Adrian Chenault sitting in, or Tom Chenault, who walks off of set about 45 seconds before the show is about to start and is nowhere to be seen. But I'm assuming going to have a great, great show today. So thank you so much for being here. And we are just so excited because this guy is one of our favorite guests. I don't know, this is probably like the fifth or sixth time we've had you on the show, which I think, you know, like on Saturday Night Live, after you've hosted a certain number of times, there's like this special exclusive club. So I think that that's what we've got to create for the Sean G. Murphy Club.
How cute is that?
We're going to have some fun today. So there he is. Hello, Tom.
I can't believe I'm late. I have been sitting on the edge of the chair for hours getting ready for this show. And before we do that, we want to give a big shout out to our good friend J.W. Wilson, who just wrote this tremendous book from the head called Cracking the Learning Code, the science that is transforming the world on how the world learns, motivates, and changes behaviors. So he wrote this book from the head. And it is going to be an Amazon bestseller. But I don't know that it's going to outrun the best-selling Book from the Heart by Adrian Chenault. So this is pretty cool. Here's JW's book. It is quite thick, 739 pages from the head. It's about the brain, and that is the book. So this thing is going to be an Amazon bestseller. I am positive of it. But then again, you get another book written by Adrian Chenault, and this one is written from the heart. It is slightly less thick. But I will tell you, that's the difference between your head and your heart. And I want you to think about that a little bit, because I want you to use a whole lot more heart and a whole lot less head. But if there's anybody on the planet that can merge the two together, it's Sean Murphy. I am really good on this side of the equation, like really bad to the bone good. I am terrible on this side of the equation, and Sean Murphy is the perfect mixture between the two of them. That's why I love him so much. Perfect segue, wouldn't you say, Adrian?
Genius.
I am so sorry. I'm
worth the laugh.
It was all the promotion, all the production, the whole shot. The reason I could not find it is because I am telling you, there's $100 bills all upstairs, just everywhere. Everywhere you turn, there's a $100 bill, and I saw him going upstairs, and I'm just going through $100 bills like it's going out of style to find one of these books, because everybody steals these, not the money. So there was only one left in the whole upstairs. That's why I was late. I had to have it to prove that point up. So anyway, that's the whole story. What do you think?
That's a tremendous radio story.
Let me tell you. It's just not true, but pretty doggone good. Hello, Sean Murphy. How are you, buddy?
Standing gentlemen, thank you, thank you, thank you. For all those that will never get a chance to say thank you to all of the Chenaults, including the pretty ones that are not on screen, thank you to all of you. And for those that will never get a chance to say thank you to you because of the impact you've made in other people's lives, thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you guys bunches.
We feel real good about that, too. And we do believe that we serve a need in a very, very, very big profession. And, Sean, you are just one of a kind. I don't know many people. This is Carl, the right-hand man. And he were also searching for coffee, too. Good job, Carl. So at the end of the day, who the heck are you? Tell us a story about how on earth Sean and I met many years ago under bad circumstances. And he and I had a rough conversation the very first time. And he handled it so extremely well because I was upset about something. But he didn't let that faze him. He loved me back into reality. Said it was an honest mistake a third party had made. Guess who it was, by the way? Excuse me, didn't mean to spit on you. The one and only Kiki Wallace. And as a result of that, a rumor had started out there in the world by Kiki and some of his friends that wasn't true. And Sean happened to step into the middle of it to try to straighten it all out, and I wasn't in the mood to hear it. That was my introduction to this guy, and I fell in love with him that day just because of the way he handled that situation. So, Sean, tell us who the heck you are.
So, first and foremost, I work every day to be a better husband and a better father. And I check each week. I ask my bride on a scale of 1 to 10, how was I as a husband? I ask Mason. Now I get real world answers. On a scale of 1 to 10, how was I as a dad? And I do that every week. And I check in because we've all learned, and I've learned from you, if you don't inspect what you expect, boy, you could wind up in a world of you know what pretty darn quick. So I grew up on a farm in Ohio, barely made it through high school, had a 0.9 grade point average. I've now stood on 30 stages in 30, well, multiple stages in 30 countries around the world, been translated into over 40 languages with a 0.9 grade point average. Not because of what I know, it's because of what I've learned. And the way I learned is the way Henry Ford said, it's not the answer to the question, it's having the access to the people that have the answers, kind of like the two of you sitting there, who've helped me out throughout my career in ways I don't even know about and in ways I do know about. And most of them I say thank you for. The other ones I still owe you for.
Yeah, that's cool. Where I love you is that you are, Rick Manelius works with Adrian, and he got his PhD from MIT. And his doctoral thesis will not be discovered for, what, another decade?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. So a long time from now. And that's kind of where I think you've operated for ever since I met you. Like, you were one step or one decade ahead of everybody. Everybody was really basically trying to teach the same thing over and over and over again with a little different spin and a little different price point. And you've never played that game. You've just stayed to your true self of a learner, and now you're at a place where you are finally ready to roll it out to the world, as I understand it. That pretty much true?
It is. And one of the challenges is, and it didn't happen, you know, it's one of those things Napoleon Hill says in Think and Grow Rich, no fewer than 100 times has the secret to success been revealed on these pages. And as soon as you find it, stop and turn down a drink. I've been searching, I've been going, I've accumulated all of this, I've been this continuous learner, I've been this continuous implementer, and one of the things that I've learned is there is now a synergistic approach that the challenge with most people have is, the reason I coined the term personal undevelopment is because we've been stacking crap on top of crap on top of stuff on top of stuff for so long, that old story that runs in our core competency, that runs our core beliefs, right, our BS, our belief system, hasn't been rewired, and there's a way to rewire it, because what the challenge that we have is that the problem with learning, it's in our body. This is a physiological lesson that we need to learn, that we need to rewire our body so that all of this great stuff that we learn can actually sink in, because we've been carrying the old story for so long, we're lost in it no matter how much we'll put the lipstick on a pig kind of thing going to events. I did that for years. And then I finally had a breakthrough, and I understand that we've got to upgrade our hardware. Part of our hardware, there's two parts to it. There's our physiology, and there's our brain, the physical brain we've got to upgrade. So that's what I've been working on. That's what I teach, and all of it through an idea of just simple conversations, helping people realize they don't need another event. Everybody's got enough information right now. They just need the key to unlock that story that they've been holding on to for too long that doesn't serve them anymore.
So, Sean, how did that breakthrough of getting out of just this accumulation of new information in the next event and all this sort of stuff and just trying to sort of learn your way out of it and then understanding that it's actually you are going about it the wrong way, how did that breakthrough come for you personally?
Well, the couple of things happened. One of the life-changing moments, the life-defining moments for me when I was 14, my brother was outed by a friend he brought home from school, and back in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, coming out to your family, and even today, is still not an easy thing to do, but back then, it wasn't easy at all. And it was World War 17 for my family. And I chose on that day, through trials and tribulations and so many tears, I said, I will choose to never have another bad day. So I've worked from the age of 14 to now 56 on not having bad days. I still have them. But the learning, the explosion happened when I just looked at the numbers. Success is a math problem. If we have 80,000 thoughts a day, 60,000, depends on who you ask, and 85% of them are not in our favor. 60,000 thoughts a day and 80% of them are not in our favor. We've been studying personal development for over 150 years. Why are the numbers still the same? 98%, 97% in a failure rate, in a non-success rate. Why are the 3% still doing it? Why didn't the sticky notes work? I had to step back and say, I can't teach what doesn't work. And what I found out was that it's stuck in our body. And for the last 902 days, I've done a morning show, and I've helped people unlock their lives simply by having a strategic conversation with them at a cellular level that unlocks, and you can physically see the metamorphosis in people's bodies change on a daily basis. And within 20 minutes, their body changes. So that was a breakthrough, and I said, I need to go study more of that. And that's when I understood that your memory is stored in your cells. And when we understand that we can improve our body, when we sit in this Sadhguru, one of the 50 most influential people in India, says, you have a simple thing, choose joy or misery. In the Bible, it says, I lay before you life and death, and it gives us the cheat code, choose life. These little simple things that we choose to not follow, where we're more worried about algorithms and formulas for I don't know what. So it's another reason why I fall in love with you guys continuously, because it's the fire your brain, hire your heart. We've got to upgrade our brain, and there's no telling what it can do with our heart.
Yeah. That's huge, and so we got 2 minutes. Okay, we're good. So I'm not too smart, and the physiological in your cells, what? So you got to unpack that a little bit more, Sean.
Okay. So, do you remember one of your birthdays?
Yes.
Which one?
My
16th. Why didn't you remember your 15th?
Don't ask.
Because it didn't feel like as big of a milestone, I guess.
So why did the memory go to that? Why did you quantum leap back? You're older than 16. You may be 18 looking at you. Why did you go back to 16? Why did you quantum leap back to that? Your brain has been running that at a subconscious level. And where that got stored, where was your 16th birthday stored? In what part of your brain? Was it stored in the visual, the auditory? Was it, what would make the 16th birthday an amazing thing?
I guess the visual.
So all of this is stored in your occipital part of the brain, in the visual part of your brain. And so now where does that store in your body? Where did you feel that in your body now that we're talking about it? Don't go to the questioning side of it. Think about the party. Where do you feel it physically in your body?
In my ears.
So it was also auditory. That's how this stuff is stored. When I talk to you about going to do more calls, I do a lot in the MLM world, right? Me loving more, mentors leading mentors. All of that to say, when we understand that the stories and the memories we have, all of that is stored in our body, and after the break, we'll get to that.
Oh, man, he saw the break coming.
That was awesome.
Wow, Sean, you are a real pro. Genesis Communication Network, that's where we are. Thanks, Ted Anderson, for decades of letting us be on the air with you. We are coming back right after this. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault and Sean Murphy. Stick around.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. www.dedoctorsdontlie.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault.
That's me.
And Tom and Sean Murphy, who I just think is all of it in a bag of chips. The guy exemplifies, you know, he is natural in spiritual things and spiritual in natural things. And I am somewhat of a cusser. I know you guys know that. If you know me, I say some bad words once in a while. And I'll never forget the day that Sean grabbed me and said, you know, you don't need to communicate that way. And I said, why? He said, it's the lazy man's way to communicate. And I have never met anybody in my lifetime that complained that I didn't cuss enough. And I think you need to look at that. And that was a tough thing for me to hear because it's kind of like my identity. It's about the only thing from my old drinking days that I can still hearken toward and still be that same old guy. But he haunted me with his words because it came from his soul, not his mouth or his head. He meant it. Like, personally took the time out to tell me that if I didn't cuss so much, I would be a better man. Not for him, but for me. That's the mark of a true friend. Would you agree?
Yeah. Yeah. Telling the truth in love is...
It's hard to hear.
The best thing you can do as a friend.
Yeah. It's very cool, Sean.
Well, one of the things that's important is as you build relationships and through the app that the show is brought to you by, contact mapping, is to really understand that we're operating at a cellular level. Our words go in, they turn into chemicals, and they create a chemical inside of somebody. Dopamine, all of the different things that it does. It triggers the hippocampus, the hypothalamus, the amygdala. What can you do in this moment to help people have a center? And that's the key to all communication right now, is to help people have a moment where they can be centered, where they can feel safe. And one of the things that we talk about is as professional speakers, right? We're all professional speakers, and we get paid for it. If 7% are the words, Why is everybody focused on a frickin' script if that's only 7% success? Do you realize that you can smile? I teach my students who I mentor personally. They have to get to a point to where they sit across from somebody and smile. And they go, I don't know what you're doing, but I want to do it with you. That's when you have this at a cellular level. There's not a single program that will teach you how do you sit in your essence to become a better human being. You cannot think your way into that. You need to upgrade your brain so you can make better decisions to allow yourself to accept that. But soon as you allow yourself to sit in your essence, because here's what my daddy taught me, who you are speaks so loud, I don't need to hear a damn word you're saying.
Jason Point is our one good friend that could not put seven words together if his life depended on it. But you love him more than almost anybody you've ever met after 30 seconds of knowing him. And that's the one and only Chad Williams, right?
Absolutely. His heart is so big. When he shakes his hand, your hand with that meat hook of his, and if you get to hug him, I promise you, your life isn't complete until you get a hug from Chad, from Chadillac. He's just got this huge heart. He is the epitome. He's the poster child of who you are speaks so loud. I don't need to hear what you said.
Yeah, he gave up trying to be smart, and he gave up trying, and he became Chad because of you, because of your 903 shows. He listened probably to every one of them, and the man that has come out of the other side of that is absolutely magnificent. I know so many women that are a part of that thing that it's unbelievable, and what you're doing is you're giving people access to their humanity and their heart, and then you're teaching them the skills to take that out into the world to become better people and more effective, and that's what I love about you.
Well, and here's the thing. Everybody who's listening to this right now, the world needs you. Because if your vibe attracts your tribe, if you're listening to the Network Marketing Leadership Show and you're friends with the Chenaults, the younger one more than the older one, you will have this life that is life-changing. And more importantly, the world needs you. Wait, this doesn't need to end here. This conversation doesn't need to end here. Anything good you have doesn't need to end when it ends. It just should be the beginning. And I would encourage you to go find a way to tell this story, to tell your story. Hey, listen, I was talking to some people today. You know what? Maybe I realized some of the conversation, some of the stress I had to you was a little bit tough, a little bit strong. You know what? Maybe we need to have a better heart-to-heart conversation.
The conversation you had with me about cussing was hard, and it was strong, but it never felt hard or strong because of the way that you delivered it with love and compassion. And it was a defining moment in my life. I still will throw a little bad word out once in a while, but I will tell you, I'm more conscious of that than I ever was because of you and all of you. How do people get a hold of you, Sean?
Yeah. They can reach out to me, SeanGMurphy.com. You can find me on social media, Sean G. Murphy Now, in different Instagram or all of those different places. But SeanGMurphy.com, and reach out to me and listen, have a conversation. I'll direct you towards the morning calls. There's ways you can find out about to have access to that. The key is this. You deserve more. And we'll touch it on the break. We'll touch more about it on the break.
All right, we'll be back right after this. Genesis Communication Network. Stick around.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Another major victory for the Taliban. The capital of the Kunar province, Assadabad, falling today reportedly with very little resistance from the local government. Afghanistan's ambassador to the U.S., Adela Raz, telling the PBS NewsHour yesterday, Afghan morale has been hurt since news of the U.S.'s plans to withdraw.
And there is one psychological war, and I think I always say, the psychological part we have lost long again, and I think our allies here in the U.S. have also lost the psychological war, despite how much we say we have not abandoned Afghanistan, but the assumption in the story back at home is they are abandoned.
U.S. forces, though, reportedly carrying out airstrikes in Kandahar, scores of Taliban fighters said to be killed. The Dixie wildfire, the largest single wildfire in California history, leading to more mandatory evacuation orders in Northern California last night. The fire covering over 500,000 acres, just 31% contained, about 600 homes destroyed. This is USA Radio News. The CDC recommending a COVID booster shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky yesterday calling for those with compromised immune systems to get the booster to prevent serious and possibly life-threatening cases. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb telling CNBC yesterday how he thinks the booster shot should be administered.
I do believe, and I've long believed, that we should be looking at providing boosters to the older population, particularly people in nursing homes or congregate settings who are more at risk of contracting COVID and more at risk of a bad outcome, people who were vaccinated a long time ago, last December or January, because we have seen evidence of declining vaccine effectiveness across the board.
Dr. Gottlieb says he also sees good news ahead. He expects the number of COVID cases in the South to peak this week and then start declining. Security concerns surrounding the 20th anniversary of 9/11. The Department of Homeland Security yesterday issuing a terrorism alert. DHS says the anniversary could serve as a catalyst for acts of targeted violence during what's already a heightened threat environment. A deadly school shooting in New Mexico happening yesterday at a middle school in Albuquerque. A 13-year-old arrested for allegedly killing another student outside during lunch. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. Long segment presented by ContactMapping.com with the one and only Sean Murphy. You want to follow this guy. He is the real deal in all areas of his life. He's a student of the profession. He's a student of what it is to be a human being. He's done a podcast or something like that every day for over 900 days. And the people that I know that he has transformed is a lot, and these people are good people. So could you do it? Heck yes. Will you do it? I hope so. So track him down. Back to you, Adrian.
Rhonda Bird's in the house. We love you. You're the coolest. All right, so here's the question for you. I want to kind of come back to where we were in that first segment, Sean. So you talked about how there's this physiological. There's this sense of the body, and I almost, so I want you to unpack this more, because it sounds like what you're talking about is that the brain is in many ways actually blocking us from moving forward. Is that right?
Well, so here, the brain does two things. It runs on a pattern. First, it looks for two things. The saber-toothed tiger, we've heard that before. Will it kill me? Or how fast can I recognize the pattern? The brain uses 20% of our energy, our oxygen, our fluid flow. It's just so valuable a piece of real estate, and we do nothing to improve on it. So the brain runs on patterns, and the first thing it's going to do is, if it's not going to kill me, I'm going to run the pattern. But the challenge is because the way we've been hypersensitized because of social media and no likes or this, that, or the other, depression is up 400%. Women, girls, young girls cutting themselves is up like 182%. All of these things because we have these stressors in our brain, and the challenge is that we're not doing anything to calm that down. Our parasympathetic and our sympathetic nervous system are not in alignment. You can check that out by through your heart variability rate. So all of that to say this, Adrian, if we just learn to slow down and breathe, when your kids are upset, you sit with them and you mimic their energy. If they get stressed, you get stressed. But when you really, it's one of those moments where you need to calm them down and you look at your bride or you look at the kids and you go, I would say, I've done this before, Mason, you know I love you. Instantly, you'll watch their sympathetic nervous system change. So all of this is stuck in our body. The emotions that we carry, if I said to you all of a sudden, you're going on the GoPro stage next month, you'd get a little knot in your stomach. Where did that come from? All I gave you was a bit of information. If I told you your dad's going to walk out on stage in his underwear, you'd freak out. Oh, wait a minute, he already did that. My point is that we have these physical responses to ideas and thoughts that should not affect us or make us afraid. Where does that come from? It comes from our self-talk. It comes from programming. 98% of what you believe is not your belief. It's what somebody else told you to believe. And that's the challenge. 1% of the population think, 2% think they think, the other 97% would rather die than think. What we need right now is we need thought leaders. We need people who take time, who slow down, who journal, who actually connect with another human at a level that's beyond a check, that's beyond what can you do for me. Go out and see who you can love today. Right now, I would dare anybody who's even watching this, go send 4 messages right now that just say, I love you. I promise you, you will get back messages you never thought possible simply from saying that. So when I say all of this is in our body, we don't have anybody teaching how to unlock it out of our body. We keep piling stuff on top of stuff on top of stuff on top of stuff, and we don't undevelop. And when we begin to undevelop, we begin to unleash all that's inside of us.
When I was down in Dallas recently, like within the month, I'm sitting with Sean. He could talk about nothing but Mason and his wife and his proudest moments. And the entire conversation wasn't about anything he'd done. It was about something like Rhonda Byrd Parker and her unbelievable speech at the company convention, having worked side by side with Sean for months and months and months and months and months, and ended up on a big, big stage in front of a lot of really big people and completely slayed it. And to watch him like a proud dad was unbelievable to me, because I saw him do the same thing with Chad Williams and so many other people. I love you for that, Sean.
And it's these moments, because Danielle Jukic is here as well, does a gratitude call, and you've been on that. And
I'm there, yeah.
It's one of the most talked about episodes. And when we sit in gratitude, we get to absolutely, in the movie The Secret, when we saw people sit in gratitude, and when Bill Harris's center point for technology was talking about, and the waves go out. All I want to do is change the world that I circle in. I can't change the world you circle in. But if I'm happy as a lark and I'm enjoying life and I'm telling stories, well, somebody's going to show up and go, I hope I wind up in his spotlight. And that's what you taught me, is how do you put people in the spotlight? Because somebody's eventually going to go, who's running that damn spotlight? And that's when we get our accolades.
How about when you were the MC in front of the ANMP and all the various things you've done? And you just, you know, what you do is you put really, really small people on great big pedestals, which elevates you to a level that is unheard of. I mean, every time I see you down there on the boat with Lisa and Curtis, I think, when am I going to get in the cool kids club? And you live there by virtue of the fact that you don't want to be there, but everybody just brings you along in the slipstream because you're such an astounding human being and you know so much, you're a wise man, but you're hanging out kind of on the periphery until everybody realizes that the common denominator to all these successful people seems to be this crazy guy in the back with the hat named Sean Murphy. How did you pull that off? How did you decide that putting all that attention on other people put so much more attention on you?
So we always learn a lot from our mentors. My dad, it continues to be my greatest mentor. He's gone on and he now serves me at a higher level. But he always said this, it doesn't, any job can get done if it doesn't matter who gets the credit. Boy, I got to tell you, that aggravated the bejeebies out of me. It's like, when do I get to step in? And then all of a sudden there was a switch again, like Adrian talked about earlier, when you have this aha moment, it's like, karma is karma, whether it's good or bad. It's the intensity with which you do it. And you say this all the time, love more, love hard and then love some more. And if it's in that loving that I get to sit back here because I know karma's coming around. I don't do it with the intent to do it, but I know it can't. It's impossible for it to not show back up. Because especially where we're at right now today, we need people who love harder, love stronger. And that's going to take some significant personal inside, right? The best way out of a lot of the problems we're in is to go inside. So I went inside and I worked on that and I said, how can I serve at such a level that I can separate myself from anyone else? And you know the biggest way I can do that is to call somebody up like you or get a message from you. And it's one of those messages that say, hey, listen, I was thinking about you. I love you. And that's it. We need more of that. I have no secret. It's just that I do that more than most others. So that's how I get drug around. Plus, I'm a pretty sharp knife when it comes to the things that are key with moving humanity.
There you go. So for somebody who has been paying attention to what we're talking about today, and maybe has kind of realized that this hamster wheel, even of the, you know, doing all these personal development things and, you know, just, it doesn't seem like I'm really moving forward. I'm just consuming a lot of content or trying, you know, doing all this stuff. And we got to go on this journey of undevelopment. What's the first step to break that cycle and start down a new path?
So in 30 seconds, the key is to go back to that moment. Usually history says, psychology says it's somewhere between 6 and 8 years old. There was something, there was a life-defining moment that happened that you have forgotten about or this, that, or the other. Go back and just remember that moment and realize that it made you stronger. It may have sucked. It may have been the most heart-wrenching thing. I walk people through this process. Go back and remember and say, hey, listen, that was then. I choose to live now. That made me who I am, and I'm okay with being the next version of me, which is a better version of me.
Yeah. And do people, in your experience, do people usually, Jim Weather said two of my favorite people, so I had to ask him which two. So
I don't think he likes his dad very well.
Thanks, Jim. So do you find that people usually need a little help in getting back to that place and discovering what it was, or if you really just take the time, can you do that by yourself?
Well, you can do it by yourself if you use a QLQ, and QLQ in psychology stands for quantum linguistic question. So when you ask yourself, as Einstein said, problems that are made with the mind of man can't be solved by the same mindset that created them. So when you ask a quantum linguistic question, that takes you to another level. And a question like that is, so here's some questions you could ask yourself. If there's a thing you're struggling with right now, today, in this moment, in the rest of this afternoon, who do I become when that situation is resolved? Ask that question, and then the brain looks for it. Since it doesn't have any history in that pattern, in the history of your memory, it's got to look to the future. And so quantumly, you change yourself. You become that person, and you start to answer that question from the person you're becoming. Right? It says in the Bible, on the way to. It doesn't say at the destination. It says on the way to. So a quantum linguistic question is, ask yourself, who do I become? What changes in my world when that problem no longer exists? How do I serve my family better when I elevate myself to the level that I'm choosing to operate at? you start to ask those questions, there is no answer in your history. So the only thing that's available is what I call the frontier. And what's available to us in the frontier is every answer you're looking for. And all of it happens through your brain. So.
Wow. All right. Well, that one's about 14 miles beyond my pay grade. But I'll tell you one thing right now. It makes sense for my subconscious. So,
yeah. So here's what I think. And I have never heard that before, and it made nothing but sense. And the thing that stands out to me is that you, out of all of that, how do you you've got to find a way to get perspective on where you've been, and it's hard. You can't do that if you're re-experiencing it, and so you need a person to help you do that, or you need a question to help you do that, or both, to get to that space, right? To create that separation.
Absolutely, and usually this is the difference between coaches and mentors, right? A teacher will teach you what you need to know. A coach will teach you what you want to do better. A mentor will teach you how to do things you didn't know you could do. This is about having a mentor that asks you the question, not tied to the answer. Most people who are coaches want to ask you a question so they get an answer that's within their wheelhouse. I hope I get it. I get questions every day that aren't in my wheelhouse. And the answer back to that is, who do you become if that question was answered? When you start to sit down and ask yourself, I ask Mason every day, who do you become with a 4.0 grade point average? And instantly, he becomes aware of a new person. He becomes aware of what's possible to him. And that's what a quantum linguistic question does. It makes us aware of what's possible to us.
Holy mackerel. All right, you guys, you need to know Sean Murphy. Because he's going to take your brain and put it in your heart, and he's going to put your heart back where it belongs, and you're going to start able to actually listen to your heart instead of being conned by your brain. And trust me, I am right on this one. I love you all. We're coming back right after this. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with the one and only Sean G. Murphy. And don't forget the G, for that stands for ginormous. And the guy is not only about 7'1", but his heart is even bigger. You want to do business with this guy. You want to find him. You want to plug in with him. And he is going to be the epitome of fire your brain, hire your heart. Love like crazy, then love more. And this guy is a guy that I consider a mentor. And that's a pretty short list for me at this age. But Sean Murphy, I can call. No, he's going to tell me the truth. And I love him for that. And I think you will, too. So hook up with him. How many books have you are you in right now with Kyle Wilson and all those people?
So three number one bestsellers right now.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. Yeah, with a .9 grade point average.
Yeah, considering spelling's a second language for me.
Yeah. Are any of them thicker than this manuscript?
Yes. So, sadly to say, yes, they're thicker than that.
All right. Good.
Oh, my gosh. So, Sean, you've really done some powerful things over the last couple of years. Where, you know, what's, as you look out ahead over the next 12 months, what's the next level of impact that you're looking to create?
Good question.
So the next level of impact is generationally, right? So my goal is to leave a legacy of 600 generations, because there's two times you die. There's the time they put you in the ground, and then there's the second time you die. It's the last time your name is ever spoken. So my goal is to leave a legacy of 600 generations. So that being said, in what I do is the same thing that we do inside of our profession of MLM, me loving more, is the person that you're about to, that's come to you to have a conversation about the business, they're going to be okay. They're already, they've got maybe possibly an entrepreneurial mindset. What I look for is, how can I take care of their kids? How can I take care of the next generation that's behind them? Because if something, God forbid, happens to me, I have a commitment to those who are the next and the next generation. Can I impact people at a bigger level? Can I impact people at a cellular level? Because here's another thing that'll kind of blow your mind. Adrian, when you're sitting there and you're having a great day, I can promise you, I can call your bride and your kids are having a good day. I can promise you also that if you're having a bad day, you get home, you're like, why has the whole world gone to hell in a handbasket? The DNA that that resides in you, right, quantum physics says, also resides in them, and that any electrons ever in sync with each other, if you're having a good day, half of them is having a good day. I learned that about 22 years ago from Greg Braden, and I said, I'll never have another bad day. Because if I'm ever blessed to have a child, my DNA flows through them, and if I have a bad day, he'll have a bad day. So when I look at this, the way I can have my impact is if I can impact somebody strong enough, deep enough, at a level that changes their being, of allowing them to be exactly who they were, not limited by who somebody told them they could be, I have impact on generations that aren't even here yet.
Why is a guy like you involved in network marketing, and what do you think about the state of the network marketing in the future? What's it hold for it?
The future holds place for the, it's kind of where we're at in the personal development world as well. We've lost some of the giants. We've lost some of the gold standards that would have thrown out a lot of the people who are in training right now. And I'm going to probably be run over by a truck, but because of saying that. So where network marketing is going to take us, it's going to take us to those people who Lisa Grossman says it best. Less presentation, more conversation. Social media has been a great way for some people to make a lot of checks, but they're not making the connection. We're going to have a recycle, and the recycle is going to be who is the biggest lover on the planet? Who does the biggest recognition on the planet? Angel Fletcher is one of those people, right? Lisa Grossman, Curtis Broom, they're one of those people. You're one of those people. So that's the future is going to be for those who do the recognition, for those who fall in love with their community at a level that doesn't even exist yet right now. So that's what I think of the industry and where it's going.
Mel Atwood's on here. Holy
man. We love that guy. Hi, Mel. Love you,
Mel. Hey, Mel, how are you?
Ron Henley, good to see you.
You're cute. Yeah, so here we go. Yeah, so everybody, if you're watching this, I mean, what I want you to really think about is how much is enough learning before you start doing? And how do you start doing? It's when you're getting out there and your ears are working, you're with human beings, you're creating communication and connection, and you're letting people realize you're going somewhere and you want them to come along. Is that pretty much it, Sean?
It is. And I wasn't sure what you said there because of the alliteration that came across. Yes, where we want people to go, if you can learn how to say hello as if you did to your bride when you saw them on your wedding day, or somebody that you saw. If you honestly, this is about energetic field right now. And the funny thing is you can show up to somebody 10 minutes before your body shows up. Can you be in such a state that says it's going to be okay? Now you're going to have to pull up, you're going to have to put your boots on. You're going to have to take care of you, which means you're going to have to take some time to sharpen your own saw. You're going to have to take some time to journal for yourself. If you used to journal, start again. What do I say? Start with just, hey, listen, I love you. I promise you, it seems so sophomoric. It seems so elementary. I promise you, there's not two blades of grass outside that are arguing over the sun going, you give me, I'll give you. There's not two branches. There's an old Indian proverb. Two branches never fight amongst themselves for the sun. I would encourage you to reduce the fighting, the aggravation, and the frustration, and just go start to stand in your peace.
Armand next week?
Yep.
Armand Payet. How do you say his last name?
Puyo.
You guys know him.
Armand Puyo. Oh, my gosh. That's a rock star.
Amazing guy. Just exactly like Sean. We're coming back next week on the Network Marketing Leadership Show. You guys, thank you for listening to him. Hook up with him. He's the best. We'll be back next week.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. HTM.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.